You are my guest, and a kinsman of the king besides, so I will not raise my men against you, but I ask you to leave my home, for all the world knows my last word on this subject. No man will have my daughter. I will leave your house, Forgel, and I thank you for your hospitality. But when I return, it will be not as a guest, but to wed Ymir. He waited a moment, hoping Forgel would change his mind, but the father of Ymir folded his arms across his chest and said no more. Cuchulainn turned and strode from the hall, and watching him go, Forgel grew fearful, so that as soon as Cuchulainn left, he called in all his warriors. But no number of fighting men could stop Cuchulainn. That very night he returned, and using his long spear as a pole, he vaulted over the high wall as if it were a pebble in his path, and into Ymir's room he came, only to find 9 warriors guarding her, among them one of her brothers. Cuchulainn burst upon them like a terrible bolt of lightning, and though they all drew their swords and rushed at him, in a moment 8 lay lifeless on the floor. Only Ymir's brother he spared, knocking him senseless with the hilt of his sword.
"I knew you would come," said Ymir.
"And I knew you would be waiting," he replied.
Out into the hall they hurried, but the noise of the blades clanging had awakened the household.